Welcome to another edition of the Dementia Care Partner Talk Show. Now, here's dementia care expert Tipa Snow and your host, Greg Phelps.
Hello and welcome to the Dementia Care Partners podcast. My name is Greg Phelps and joining me as usual is our dementia care expert, Tipa Snow. And Tipa, we've discussed all types of care facilities in the past, but I've heard of a new one recently called co-housing. Now, I can see some good points and I can also see some concerns. So if we're looking at a continuum of care, where would this fit in? Because I don't see it being the ultimate solution. So far, we haven't found an ultimate solution.
I don't think we ever will, because human beings are so unique and their histories and their stories and their preferences are so unique, and families and individuals both. And then there's organizations. You can have two organizations that are supposedly set up exactly the same. And if I were to try to be in that organization, I would experience them dramatically different. And so I think really paying attention to, you know, coexisting, like just the idea of coexisting. What's the difference between coexisting and I'm living with you? What would you say? And it's your house and I'm living in your house.
Yeah, there's a difference, but I'm not quite sure how I can describe it, because co means I could end up with complete strangers. I'm going to parachute in. And I might not be the nicest person in the world. Whereas if it's somebody's house and they get to pick and choose, it's aunt and uncle. And, you know, so I can see good and bad and potential problems, which seem to be looming large on the horizon.
Right. Well, but if you think about co as we're equals in this, and we got to negotiate things, we're going to have to figure things out, because we each have equal value in this relationship. And in the housing relationship, we're equally paying forward. It's sort of like having a roommate. Where is the place where you want to do some careful thinking and picking before you get started? Before you have somebody? Like, what's important to me? What's important? What doesn't matter to me? Is it really doesn't matter? Or I don't really know whether it matters yet. What's going to be super helpful to me and what's going to be super harmful to me if this happens? Now, I would say we should probably do the same if I'm going to move in with somebody I know, but or if I'm moving into a professional residence community kind of thing, or I'm staying in my own home. But often what happens is we move in based on place and we don't move in based on what's a good match for me. I mean, that's not what tends to happen. And I think what we may want to be thinking about is, how am I with strange people? How am I with people that are unlike me? How am I sharing space with somebody versus I need my own? I really don't like sharing things, bathrooms.
We did see a model that seemed to be working that was somewhere on the prairies in Canada, where they had four rooms. Mm-hmm. And then a main room and sort of a bigger kitchen. That one seemed to be working, but I can also see that if you get the wrong person, it could explode. So I mean, it's like anything else that we talk about, pros, cons. Yeah. But if I'm looking to try and work with dad or mom for some place to live, is this something that we could consider? We have to know our person. I think you say something about know your person. Have I heard that before?
I think we need to, if we're going to coexist, we need to know two people really incredibly well, both their strengths, their weaknesses, their hot buttons, their sweet spots, and how much of a match do we have and how much conflict is there potentially before we even get going. And I think for me, it's like, am I somebody who really loves to be around groups of people? And I love to be around groups of people who love to sing and love to get together and have music. And, I love to be around people who are risk takers, you know. And so I like to go out and try things, or, you know, no, I want to be in a group that everybody's sort of quiet. We might have get togethers where we have a lecture or we do this or we do that, but only on request. And you don't have to do it. You can stay in your room. Nobody will bother you. I mean, what I don't think we do a good job of, and I'll be honest, is really looking at human beings versus looking at medical conditions or ability conditions and say, well, you're this level of ability, you belong here. Well, you're this financial story, you belong there. Well, this is your background, so you should really enjoy this, rather than, well, where am I right now and what am I doing now? Because who I was before might have been a front. I mean, I don't mean to say anything, but you know, the number of times I've heard, oh, mom will love this because she is always gone. I mean, she's been in every group I've met. She ran this, she did that. And mom's like, I'm not going to any of that stuff. And it's like, but you've always done it. And it's like, well, then if you want to go do it, you do it. I don't want to do it. And so there's this disconnect between, have you noticed I've changed? And why I've changed? Or are you still trying to push an old story that isn't me anymore? And I think, you know, the coexisting kind of thing is the same, cohabiting. I think it's the same kind of idea. You know, like it could be great, but it might not be a really good match. And now if we pull out of it, it's not just one life impacted. It could be another life impacted. And I'd rather us be a little cautious coming into it then jump in and then jump right back out. At least that's what I take.
What does this mean to families who are trying to pre-plan? Because you have somebody who thinks, oh, mom would do great in this small group setting. She gets there, just doesn't like it at all, doesn't like the people she's with. And with, I mean, how do you pre-plan?
Well, you know, Greg, you know, there's a possibility if you stay alive long enough, you might not be able to live exactly where you're living and how you're living right now. So I'd like us to look at a couple of options. I want you to go and look at them, but we may never end up using them, but I'd rather us go take a peek and see what it looks like so you get a sense of it. And then you give me a high sign, let's keep looking. This is a good looking spot to me. I wanna explore it a little more, or not this one, let's look somewhere else. I'd rather do it when you don't need it then we're in desperate need, and now I'm trying to talk you into something, because guess what will happen for me, with whether I mean to or not? What am I going to start doing?
Well, you resist. Come on, Tipa. What do you think? You're going to push back.
Yeah, I'm just going to, yeah, there's going to be a little pushing, because I feel that desperation of we've got to make a choice. We've got to do something, that we're running out of time. And I mean, the running out of time could be perceived or real. I mean, let's say, you know, the other party here is got cancer and they're progressing rapidly and I've got to come up with a game plan for your support. I would rather do that before we need it so we could go back to the, because what does it mean we've had a conversation about before it gets there then? What have we managed to talk about?
Well, you're doing a little pre-planning, you're sort of setting the scenarios, but that can change so rapidly. So, you know, here's the question, Tipa. We can't solve this in a 10-minute podcast. And unfortunately, we're all different. Well, I guess fortunately, we're all different. So how can I resolve this? I know I've got to do something with mom, or I've got to do something with dad. Can I talk to somebody and get some guidance on this? Because this is one of the biggest sticky wickets that you can run into.
It is. And I would suggest not only do you have a need to have a conversation with someone who can listen to you and you can talk things through and knows a lot about the puzzle pieces, you know, and that's what we do, the consultations and the free sort of like, at least let's get the conversational ball started. I would recommend, unless we're in a dire situation, I would say, you know, mom or dad ought to have a conversation too about, I'm just curious, like if anything happened, what's your thoughts? What are your two options? And it's like this or that, what are two options? I don't want to know just what you want. I want to know what another option is, because I want to know at least a couple. And have you ever thought about this? What if you had to go into a nursing home? What if you broke your hip and you had to go into a facility? What are some things that are really important about that? What are we looking for? Do you want a single room? What if we have to pay out of pocket and it's like $1,000 more a day? What are you thinking? And again, playing this game a little bit with somebody who's knowledgeable about the game can make all the difference, because guess who's the bad guy? Not anymore. Who's not the bad guy? Me, the daughter. Who's the one that's bringing this stuff up? A third party. And you can not like them. That's fine. But at least we're not arguing. And I think all too often, if we aren't careful, we end up getting into that. And that's where a consultant or a third party can really, a care manager, a care planner, can really make a big difference. keeping our relationship more in a positive keel and letting them take some of the heat for having to make choices that are yucky choices, because some of them will be. I mean, as much as we want them to be different, in fact, they may be yucky choices because of funding, resource, et cetera. And learning about that before you get there can really diffuse the situation and build resilience.
Pipa, thank you very much.
Thanks, Greg.
You've been listening to the Dementia Care Partners podcast. For more information on today's program or other dementia-related topics, go to tipasnow.com.
Hi, I'm Tipa Snow, and you just found our YouTube channel and watched one of our videos. I'm the owner and founder of Positive Approach to Care. Thanks for watching. And if you liked, if you have a comment about, or you would, please share it with people you know. Oh, and if you haven't yet done it, consider subscribing. We'll let you know when the next new video comes out. And you might want to visit our website, www.tipasnow.com, where you'll find other resources as well. See you there.